To begin the body scan practice, lie down on a somewhat firm surface, like a yoga mat, or a rug, or a carpeted surface. Take some time getting into your body. Feel free to wiggle your toes and fingers, wiggle your limbs, and rock back and forth, just to get everything lined up. Relax the shoulders, feel the spine straight and long, and let your hands lay by your side with the palms facing up. When you're ready, gently close your eyes and take a few long, slow, deep breaths. These breaths should help you enter into your body through feeling the massage and movement of your breathing. As you exhale, allow yourself to relax, to let go. Let go of the thoughts and concerns of the day. Take a few more long, slow, deep breaths to remind yourself of your body. Here is this body where you're going to be living during the next minutes of meditation. And now let your breath return to normal, making no effort to breathe in any particular way. Next, bring your attention to the sensations of contact with the surface beneath you. Allow the breath to be in the background now, as you notice the complex sensations of your body being supported while gravity gently pulls it downward. Once you have a sense of your body in space, gather up your attention and send it all the way down to the toes of your left foot. Notice all the sensations coming from these toes. Observe whether they seem warm or cold, relaxed or tense. Try to bring an attitude of interest and curiosity to these sensations, observing how they subtly change from moment to moment. Notice now any sensations you may be experiencing in the bottom of your left foot, from the balls of the foot to the arch and all the way down to the heel. Any tingling or itchiness? Perhaps a blank feeling? Noticing now any sensations you may be feeling in the top surface of the foot. Allowing the attention now to move up into the left ankle, noticing whatever there is to be noticed here in this bony joint. Any tightness? Any sensations at all? allowing the attention now to move further up the leg into the lower leg. Noticing the shin. And around the back to the area of the calf. Noticing any places of contact with the surface beneath. Or perhaps the touching of clothing or blanket. Any itchiness or warmth or blankness. If at some point you notice that your mind has wandered into thoughts or been drawn to other sensations, that's not a problem. This is just what the mind does. When you do notice, just gently bring it back to this practice and to the sound of my voice. Allowing your attention now to move up again to the area of the knee, the kneecap, this bony front surface of the knee. Feeling whatever there is to be felt here. Moving the attention now to the tender skin at the back of the knee. And perhaps to any sensations that are felt within the knee itself. Allowing the attention now to move into the area of the upper leg, the long muscles of the thigh. The inside of the thigh, all the way up to the groin area, and the outside of the thigh, all the way from the knee up to the hip. Really feeling into this part of the body, exploring any sensations there are to be felt here. And now expanding the attention to experience a sense of the left leg as a whole, from the toes up to the knee and then all the way up to the groin. Just notice as a whole what this left leg feels like. And then on your next exhale, just letting this part of the body dissolve from awareness. Now gathering up your attention and letting this awareness travel all the way down to the toes of the right foot. From the big toe to the little toe. Perhaps sensing into the spaces between the toes. Allowing your attention now to move to the balls of the foot. Along the arch. And then down to the heel. Sensing whatever there is to be felt here. Allow your attention now to shift to the top of the foot. Noticing anything in this area of the body. And then allowing your attention to move up to the right ankle, feeling right into this joint, as best you can. Just noticing, what does this part of the body feel like right now? Again, if the mind wanders, simply just connecting back in with this practice whenever you become aware. Allowing the attention now to move into the right lower leg, into the bony shin surface, and then around to the fleshy area of the calf. Noticing whatever sensations there are to be felt here. Any sensations of warmth or itchiness. Whatever there is to be felt. Allowing your attention now to move to the knee of the right leg. The skin surface. And then deeper within the joint. Exploring any sensations to be felt here. Allowing the attention to continue upwards now to the right thigh, the long bones and muscles, all the way up to the groin and all the way up to the hip. Noticing any sensations deep within this area of the body. Expanding the attention now to include a sense of the right leg as a whole, all the way from the toes, along the leg, up to the top of the leg. Having a sense now of what this part of the body feels like, the right leg. Then, on an exhalation, releasing the focus on this part of the body and gathering up the attention and now offering your attention to the area of the pelvis. Notice the sensations of the buttocks connecting with the surface beneath. Any pressure, temperature, numbness. Sensing now the bony frame of the pelvis itself. Becoming aware of the reproductive organs and any sensations that can be felt there. Allowing the attention now to move to the mid-torso, the lower back and the small of the back. And the arch that is perhaps off the floor. The area around the tummy and within the abdomen itself. Just noticing, what does this part of the body feel like? The middle of the torso. And recognizing that the mind may wander, as minds do. And also recognizing that each time we notice that our mind has wandered, is itself a mindful moment. And when we do notice, we can just connect back with the practice. So allowing the attention to move upwards again to the upper torso, the upper back area and the shoulder blades. Noticing whatever there is to be felt here. Moving now to the chest area and being aware of the movement of this part of the body associated with breathing, but perhaps also aware of sensations on the skin surface, the touch of clothing, and the shifting of this contact with the inhalation and exhalation. We may also be aware of the sensations associated with the beating of the heart. Just allow your attention to explore this part of the body. Gathering up your attention again, and this time drawing it upwards now into the area of the shoulders, often an area which carries a lot of tension. Exploring any sensations in this area. Any stiffness or tightness. Gathering up the attention and taking it all the way down to the fingertips of both hands now, and exploring what there is to be felt here. Exploring into the hands themselves, the upper surface, the palm, the ball of the hands. What are the hands feeling like? Sensations of temperature or moisture, whatever there is to be felt. And should you notice at some point that your mind has wandered into thoughts, been drawn to other sensations, gently just connect back with this practice. Allow your attention now to move upwards to the forearms, the delicate skin on the inside of the forearms, and then moving round to the outside of the forearms. Exploring any areas that may be a little blank. Allow your attention now to move into the elbows, exploring this bony joint. And then letting it follow upwards into the upper arms, all the way to the armpits on the inner arms, and up to the shoulders on the outer arms. And once again, expanding the attention now to include a sense of the arms as a whole, from the fingertips to the shoulders. Just noticing what the arms feel like in this moment. exhalation, just releasing the arms from the focus of attention. And gathering up the attention now and bringing it to the area of the neck and the throat. Perhaps noticing what it feels like to swallow. And noticing the passage of air through the throat. Exploring around the back of the neck, the vertebrae of the neck, all the way up to the head. And we'll begin exploring sensations of the head just by noticing the weight of the head, places of contact, pressure, warmth, focus your attention now on the area around the jaw and the chin, all the way up to the connections around the ears. Allow any tightness in the jaw to be released with the exhalation. Exploring now the lips and the mouth, the teeth and the tongue. And then perhaps moving your attention outwards to the ears. And then noticing the weight of the eyes and the eye sockets. Becoming aware now of the forehead and the temples. And then exploring the area of the scalp. Sensations of the hair itching or tingling. Gathering up the attention again now and drawing it to the middle of the face, the nose, and the nostrils, and the sensations of breath entering and leaving the body. Exploring the experience of breath with the nostrils and the chest and perhaps the belly. And one last time, expanding the attention to include a sense of the body as a whole, as it lies here breathing. Allowing the breath to find its natural rhythm. Aware of sensations across the body, from the toes all the way up to the head. And perhaps noticing that it's possible with each out-breath for the body to sink and melt a little further into the surface beneath. And just allowing the body to rest in this moment, with no agenda, nothing to be achieved, nothing needing to be done, a time to simply be. And just let the attention rest very lightly on this breathing body and all the sensations present in this moment. And as this practice comes to a close, you might like to gently open your eyes and invite some movement into the body, perhaps by wiggling the fingers and toes, making small circles with the wrists and ankles, and beginning to gently move or stretch in any way that the body calls for, sensing the feelings of this movement, moment by moment, still offering close attention to this experience. And let's finish by congratulating ourselves for taking the time and offering this care to yourself and your well-being.